Bishop Elias Ibrahim was one of the most remarkable souls I've had the privilege to know. Like other advanced souls, he had developed his own personal spirituality that drew from the best of traditions like Sufism, Martinism, and Theosophy. He was friend and teacher to many who pursued the spiritual path, not only hosting gatherings and classes, but offering a treasure trove of commentary on various internet groups. People all over the world communicated with him by email. Yet he lived a modest life, virtually anonymous in the spirit of the Martinist unknown adept or superior in Kanu. He never had money or many material comforts. He could not afford to travel. But he worked not only to support himself, but others whom he tried to help. He lived a life of service and cared deeply about others. Most people experience purification of the soul after death, but like many saints, his purgatorial trial came at the end of his life. I had counseled him many times through difficult periods of depression and helped him build resolve to refuse amputation and fight to regain, after health complications from diabetes, to regain his full body, a struggle he won. But finally, a massive stroke left him unable to communicate any longer, either verbally or by computer. It was nearly impossible for me to connect with him by telephone after that. Except for occasional visits from friends and family, he remained in virtual isolation for nearly 2 years before, mercifully, his body finally died. I have no doubt that his soul is now free of all suffering and that he lives on in the eternal world, still helping and guiding other souls. We do not say goodbye to you, dear friend. We say au revoir until we meet again.